In this video, I'm gonna share with you the 5 must-read Marian books. They're gonna help you take your relationship with the Virgin Mary to the next level. Your spiritual life will not be the same. In addition to these 5 must-read books, I'm gonna give you 4 bonus books that you can read after those 5. In addition to those 4 bonus books, I'm gonna give you 2 books recommended for Protestants or for Catholics who have absolutely no idea why we're praying to Mary. So let's get started. So the first 2 books that I have for you are for Protestants or for Catholics who want a scriptural understanding of why we have Marian devotion. The first book I recommend is called Hail Holy Queen by Scott Hahn. This was the first Marian book that I read, and it really opened my eyes to a lot of the biblical teaching about Mary. The second book that I have to recommend for Protestants or for Catholics who are just completely unaware of Marian devotion, Jesus and the Jewish Roots of Mary, and this is written by Dr. Brant Petrie. Hail Holy Queen, Jesus and the Jewish Roots of Mary. All right, now let's get to those 5 must reads. These are my personal recommendations. I'm gonna give you these 5 in the order that I think that you should read them. I'm gonna give you a quick description of the book and why it is so powerful. So let's start off with 1. Are you ready? 1, The Secret of Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. Many people have heard of True Devotion to the Virgin Mary. Great book. But look, this book is significantly thinner. It's only 52 pages, the font is big, and the spacing is generous. So St. Louis de Montfort condenses, purifies, intensifies the teaching of true devotion in a short, easy to read, concise book. This is spiritual gold. This is a must read. Although it is only 52 pages, this is not the kind of book that you read just once. You need to read this, you need to pray with it, you need to interiorize it, you need to ponder it. If you want to know the secret of the saints, the fastest, most secure, sweetest path to Jesus Christ, The Secret of Mary by St. Louis de Montfort. Book 2, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis de Montfort, he loves secrets. This is gold in book form. Many times people talk about the rosary and they have no foundation in what the rosary's origins were, what the intention of the rosary is, and secrets to praying the rosary well. In this book, you will discover that the rosary isn't just 50 Hail Marys or 5 decades. It is meant to be a prayer that spans the entire day and to cover the entire life of Jesus Christ. Once you read this book, once you interiorize this book, living a life of true devotion to Mary, living a life of holy slavery or of total consecration becomes easy. So this is the theory, this is the idea I am trying to capture, the secret of Mary, and this is how I do it in my prayer life practically. By praying the rosary, I hear the voice of the Virgin Mary more clearly, I become a devout servant of Jesus Christ, and I have the help of heaven in all my necessities, tribulations, and my sufferings. The third book that is an absolute must read is The Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. St. Alphonsus is a doctor of the church, and that's very important. He's the doctor of moral theology. What that means is, when it comes to teachings of morality, and hence salvation, St. Alphonsus is a sure guide. We can trust him. And what I love most about St. Alphonsus, not just that he's a doctor of the church, but whenever he makes a point, he backs up his point with other church doctors. He'll quote St. Augustine, St. Bernard, St. Thomas Aquinas, and he just layers it and layers it and layers it on. And he'll say, just as Thomas says, Anselm agrees, and he will just make his case definitive. And he says what would sound to be, to the average ear, crazy things. I'll give you one quick example. He will say, Mary is omnipotent, not by nature. God is omnipotent by nature, but Mary is omnipotent by grace. Mary is all powerful as a gift from God. Mary has not only the title of Queen of Heaven and Earth, but she's also the Queen over the heart of God. And the average person would say, whoa, easy. And then you say, no, this is St. Alphonsus, doctor of moral theology. What belongs to the king, says St. Alphonsus, also belongs to the queen. And God has willed that you have not just a queen, but a queen who's also your personal mother. This book will edify you. This book will strengthen you. It will fill you with the wisdom and the insights of the saints, the greatest saints, and again, doctor of the church. This is a very valuable piece of literature. Now, I'm going to be full disclosure. I do recommend you read this, you pray with it, you write in it, you underline it, but I also listen to this on a regular basis as an audiobook. When I'm getting ready in the morning, I have my audiobook playing and I'm listening to it. That's good. That's good. But I will be the first to tell you, audiobook is not the same as reading. When you sit down to read, something happens in the brain. God communicates in a special way through reading, especially when you're reading it with a sense of His presence. The Glories of Mary, read it. I know it is thicker. Audiobook it if you must, but this is so, so valuable. The fourth book. Now, this is where we take a departure from normal. All these previous books were the writings of saints. The next two books were not written by saints, but they have the teaching of one of the greatest Mariologists to ever live. St. Maximilian Kolbe is arguably one of the greatest Mariologists of modern time. His theology, his study of the Holy Spirit, his pneumatology, his study of the Holy Spirit in relationship to the Virgin Mary, his radical total consecration revolutionizes Mariology, in my opinion. St. Louis de Montfort talked about holy slavery, total consecration, absolutely. St. Maximilian Kolbe says, yes, and to the maximum, as far to the right as possible, as far to the right as theologically allowed, let's take it there. And it's revolutionary, and it's systematic, and it's beautiful, and it's full of zeal. There's a religious community called the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, and they dedicated their lives to living this Kolbean Mariology, this Marian maximalism. As part of their religious vows, they take a Marian vow. So the book that I'm going to recommend to you is number four as a must read. The goal being, be as holy as possible, be as Marian as possible, to be as Christ-like as possible. So that's the goal of this book. They take a Marian vow. This book is meant for those taking vows as a consecrated religious. I am not a consecrated religious. Most of you are not consecrated religious, but I strongly endorse this book. I strongly encourage this book because it captures the zeal and the spirit of Maximilian Kolbe in a way that I have never encountered anywhere else. From these pages oozes zeal for the Virgin Mary. From these pages oozes Maximilian Kolbe's Marian maximalism. He says things like, we should desire to be transubstantiated into the Immaculata. Wow. That it is no longer I who live, but that it is Mary who lives through me. That I give her my hands, I give her my feet. I'm not just her slave, I'm her instrument. I am everything, I am all Mary to the maximum. I want Mary to walk this earth again in and through me so that Christ can come alive into the world. So this is as far to the right as possible without crossing over the line. Thanks be to God, Maximilian Kolbe was a brilliant theologian. So in this book, The Marian Vow, that spirit is captured. There's a lot here that you're going to ignore. The parts about being a consecrated religious don't apply to me. So you know what I do? I skip over it. But what you will gain from reading this book is a passionate, zealous zeal that you can only experience if you spent time with Maximilian Kolbe. Because he's dead, I can't spend time with him. But I feel his energy. I feel his passion in this book. So that's why I strongly encourage you to read The Marian Vow in this order. Again, The Secret of Mary, The Secret of the Rosary, The Glories of Mary to fill your mind with that theology, this book to fill your heart with passion and zeal, and then the final book that I have as a must read fills your mind with how to do it. So The Marian Vow fills your heart with zeal for Our Lady, to become one with Our Lady, to live a life in the presence of Mary, to live a life of union with Mary. And the fifth book is called Life of Union with Mary by Father Emile Neubert. Pause. There's a little bit of a backstory I need to give you. Father Emile Noubert was one of the favorite Mariologists of St. Maximilian Kolbe. So St. Maximilian Kolbe, who John Paul II called the prophet of the new millennium, the prophet of today, this was his favorite author, Father Emile Noubert. Maximilian Kolbe imbibed him, drank in his writings. So we are going to drink from the same wellspring that Maximilian Kolbe drank. But I'm going to give you two warnings about this book, two things to keep in your mind as you're reading it. Number one, this was the favorite author of Maximilian Kolbe to read. One of the flaws, or one of the setbacks, I can't call it a flaw, it's not his fault. One of the setbacks that this book has is that Father Emile Noubert did not read Maximilian Kolbe. And so Father Emile Noubert does not have the same zeal, does not have the same fiery aura that the writings of Maximilian Kolbe does. So you have to read this with a certain sense of get through it. Get through it. Why? Because this is the practicality. The other one was the heart. This is the how-to. So sometimes a how-to book isn't as page-turning as a heart book. But I give you my word, the steps laid here in this book by Father Emile Noubert on how to have a life of union with Mary are so critically important, and he lays them out in a systematic way. How to have a conversation with Mary, how to have a sense of the presence of Mary, how to do the will of Mary. One of the major things that's missing in most people's total consecration, they give Mary their merits, they give Mary their life, their health, their wealth, they give Mary that stuff. But you know what they don't give her? Their will. And the will is the most integral part of giving yourself to somebody. To give Mary my will, what do you want of me, Mary? This book helps you to have a sense. What does Mary want of me? So, life of union with Mary. But I did mention that there was a second thing to keep in mind when reading Father Emile Noubert's wonderful, beautiful, amazing book, in that when he talks about the rosary, no offense to him, he did not read this. It's very evident. Many people are not educated on the rosary. So that's why we have already strengthened ourselves by reading The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. So Life of Union with Mary, I come back to this book more than any other Marian book. This is the book of the practical ways to living a life of union with Mary. It's gold. All right, now let's get to those bonus books. They're not necessarily must read. These are bonuses. The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit, the Roman Conferences, Devotion to Our Lady, The Mystical City of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. So I told you there'd only be four bonus. I can't have a video on spiritual classics and must-read Marian books without mentioning True Devotion by St. Louis de Montfort. There are many great Marian books. Just because they're not on my list doesn't mean that I don't like them. I would love to hear, what are your favorite Marian books? Put those in the comments. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.